Greg Johnson is with the Andersons from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on this June 13 edition of the Closing Market Report. Let's check now the weather forecast with John Davis. He's at Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, John, thanks for being with us today.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, tell me about this pattern that we're in at the moment, if we can call that, and what it really means to the Midwest.
Well, what we've seen over the past week is the ridge of high pressure, which was out near the West Coast. That's where we're getting the primary heat in places like Washington and Oregon and British Columbia. That ridge of high pressure has moved into the middle of the country, and it looks like it's going to stay generally in the middle of the country, more so across the plains in the Midwest as we go through the next couple of weeks. As all ridges tend to do, this ridge is going to amplify or strengthen at times, and then it will tend to de-amplify or weaken at times. And so during this time frame, we are going to have some temperature variability, but overall temperatures will average out to be above normal across the vast majority of the Midwest, with the warmest conditions in the Southwest Midwest. And the ridge will also tend to somewhat suppress rainfall, although the majority of the Midwest will be in a below normal rainfall pattern. So this movement of the ridge from the western U.S. into the nation's midsection will provide a period basically through the end of the month that in general is warmer than normal and then drier than normal across the majority of the Midwest and also into the central plains.
I made note last week that on the NOAA drought monitor, there was a tongue of dry conditions, considered drought actually, in a small portion of Iowa. Is that likely to expand?
It is likely to expand, and so the areas that will tend to be on the wet side is the northern Midwest coming up in the next couple of weeks. The Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, places like that. But for most of the area, you know, near and certainly south of I-80, it is going to be a pattern coming up where you see a mean reduction of soil moisture. That's due to the below normal rainfall trends, as well as the, you know, very warm temperatures that will keep evaporation rates on the high side.
Europe has had a whole lot of rainfall. Can you tell me a bit about what's been happening there?
Well, really extreme conditions across Europe, a lot of rain in Western Europe, but also building heat across the Black Sea region and far eastern areas of Europe. And both of those tendencies look to continue. So some really extreme weather happening across the European continent.
And from the FSU, we always have a lot of wheat exports, some corn as well. What kind of conditions are they working under? You said it was high heat. Are they dry as well?
Well, they're going drier, and then you're beginning to build some heat up across that area. And so that will be another zone where they'll begin seeing, you know, more warmth, more dryness. And so that's an area to watch on the dryness heat side versus Western Europe's the area to watch on the wet side.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Monday, June 13 edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.